Would that it could be, Bran. Do you have any questions before we begin this audience? Will we talk of the war? You will talk of naught. The sharpness was back in Lewin's voice. You are still a child of 8. Almost 9. 8, the maester repeated firmly. Speak nothing but courtesies, unless Sir Roderick or Lord Wyman puts you a question. Bran nodded. I'll remember. I will say nothing to Sir Roderick of what passed between you and the Frey boys. Thank you. They put Bran in his father's oak chair, with the grey velvet cushions, behind a long plank and trestle table. Sir Roderick sat on his right hand, and Maester Lewin to his left, armed with quills and inkpots, and a sheath of blank parchment to write down all that transpired. Bran ran a hand across the rough wood of the table, and begged Lord Wyman's pardon for being late. "Why, no prince is ever late," the Lord of White Harbour responded amiably. "Those who arrive before him have come early, that's all." Wyman Manderley had a great booming laugh. It was small wonder he could not sit a saddle. He looked as if he outweighed most horses. As windy as he was vast, he began by asking Winterfell to confirm the new customs officers he had appointed for White Harbour. The old ones had been holding back silver for King's Landing rather than paying it over to the new King of the North.